Okay, hello. First, I want to acknowledge that it's really stupid that I'm a VTuber model. But I'm not gonna like randomly face reveal for this. That makes me really uncomfortable. And I feel like people need visuals to stay engaged with things. And I want you guys to actually listen to what I'm about to say. I just finished watching Emiru's video, and I'm gonna try not to cry. I'm gonna try to stay composed like Emi did. But watching her video hit me in the fucking heart so hard. She mentioned speaking up for smaller creators in her last stream, like speaking up for smaller creators, so that because like what if it was someone that was put in danger that wasn't as big of a public figure. Which I since she had posted that video, like the VOD thing, I was saying how nice and kind that was to think of that. And I just wanted to mention that it's not only smaller content creators, but it benefits all people who are scared to speak up about the things that have happened to them. And I guess that's one benefit of being a VTuber model is that you guys can't really see me cry. Sorry if like the tracking is weird sometimes. I'm holding the microphone right now and I'm just kind of sitting however I want. So it doesn't only benefit like smaller content creators, but people who are afraid to speak up about things that happen to them. So I just wanted to say that an extremely similar situation happened to me. So that it really, like her speaking out really hit me. A lot of people have wondered like what I do, like if I'm poor or not. And like I don't have a job, so like what is going on? This is partially why I'm so delayed in life progression, other than autism and chronic illnesses. So I started making content when I was 13. In 2013, I made my own YouTube channel. I started making Minecraft videos when I was 13. And at that same point, I began to be groomed by an older guy, a guy that was in college, and I was 13 making Minecraft videos. This guy in college, he was extremely possessive. He would send me loli images that were explicit, and he would say that the images remind him of me. And I didn't understand most of what he was saying because I was 13. He was very possessive. I had to keep it a secret. I wasn't allowed to be with anybody at that time. I was in 7th or 8th grade. I wasn't allowed to date until I was in 9th grade. And I didn't understand most of what he was saying. And I was just, you know, trying to be a 13-year-old. So sometimes I just didn't want to be with him anymore, and I would attempt to not communicate. We repeatedly did that over and over again. Maybe 1 to 2 years pass of this happening over and over again. Me deciding as a 13-year-old, completely isolated in my mind with this information of this person, with this relationship happening that at the time I really didn't think was very bad. One to two years pass of that happening, and during that time, that was the first time that I was sexually assaulted. So that was when my V card, whatever, V, I don't like that word right now, but you most likely know what I mean. That's when it was taken. Around that time. Before that, I had other people attempt to touch me before that. But eventually, I fully tried to focus on being no contact with him. And he kept showing up to my house because he knew where I lived. My mom didn't know what was going on. I would cry my eyes out. I started to escape to a friend group. I don't know if I'm gonna go into detail about this friend group. I probably won't, but I'm just gonna say vaguely some parts of this. I got into that friend group, with quotations, friend group. I was the only girl in the group. And again, this is me at like 15, only 2 years after 13. I started to really, really like someone that was in the group. And I guess the guy that was kind of in charge of the group didn't really like that. He became very aggressive about it. Not in front of me ever at that time. And I even jokingly said that this person was like a cult leader the first time I met him, basically. But that's exactly what he ended up being. So I was right from the beginning. And I ended up in that group. I did end up being with that person that I really liked. And then he started trying to isolate me. The leader started trying to isolate me and the person that I liked from each other. He started telling me like horrible things about like the group completely falling apart, and that I was the only person showing up. So he basically manipulated me into an isolated state where he then took advantage of me. He forced me to do a lot of things. It made me extremely sick and in pain. And I just kept being left alone. His mom was not in this apartment that I was being invited to, basically ever. So he was able to do whatever he wanted. He even one time tried to force me by myself, and he was 1 year older than me. I think, I'm not sure if I remember that accurately. I knew he was old. I know he was older than me. And there was even one time when he was going to just like force me to do some things. I think he also in his mind thought that I was consenting to all of this, but I basically said whatever I needed to say so that he wouldn't verbally or physically abuse me in a way that was visible to other people, or would lead to him like calling me like horrible names. And so I basically just did whatever I needed to do. And yeah, I just did whatever I needed to do to survive at 15, 16, 17 at this point, maybe. And during all of this time, I was doing content creation. When I disappeared a few times, it was because of these situations happening. And that leader, so he basically he forced me to cheat on the person that I actually really, really liked. And eventually I was able to cut ties with him. I was able to finish high school, and he never showed up to school again, except for the first day when I tried to cut ties with him completely, and I sent him a message because he wasn't going to be at school that day. But he showed up to school. And I was forced to speak to him for the entire day. And the faculty at the school even allowed that to happen and facilitated the area for us to speak to each other. Which is great. But after school, it seemed like everybody was like going to be friends again. But he still thought that we were a thing at that time for some reason. He told me that when I told him that that's not accurate and that's not what I wanted anymore. He got really physically aggressive with me in front of a lot of people. And he never showed up to school again. There's a lot of details that I've left out. But basically, that happened. I became completely isolated from literally everything after that. And he made sure of that. The group then started cyberbullying me. I attempted to return to streaming. I attempted to return to streaming at that point. And he would show up in my Overwatch games while I was live. They would sneakily like show up into my chat. But there was one specific day where they kind of orchestrated together to basically hate raid my stream before like hate raids became like a thing. They started spamming me with follows, calling me a lot of names, like whore, and other things. And sending very cryptic messages in the chat. I started having a panic attack. And I tried to defend myself, but I couldn't keep doing the stream. I attempted to go to the bathroom to clean my face up and make sure that I wasn't crying anymore, but I just couldn't keep doing the stream. So I ended the stream. I had also turned 18 and started getting sexualized by literally everyone. Even more so than when I was 13. Because now everybody was doing it publicly as well. I attempted to keep streaming, but every single time that I heard the alert sound, every single time I heard the alert sound, I would start to have a panic attack and I would have to run to the bathroom. I would have to run to the bathroom to collect myself, to sit on the floor and cry. And then I would come back to the stream because I didn't want to give up. Even though eventually I did. And I did give up eventually. But obviously I'm here, so I didn't fully give up. I took an extremely long break. During that time, I got really, really evil messages. And this isn't about like pressing charges or anything, because I just don't see a point anymore. I'm 25 now for reference. So every year, every age that I said was the year. So when I was 13, it was 2013. So it's been a really long time, like a really, really long time. And I always tell my community to not make like sexual jokes towards me, that I don't like that kind of humor. And a lot of people, I would say 90% of people, take that pretty lightly. They really don't take that seriously. But yeah, it was because I was sexually assaulted multiple fucking times, you idiot. I'm in a much better place now. After that, I did have some pretty bad situations, but I've never been that low before. And that's where the concept of me being in the fucking void came from, because I was in the void and I managed to make it fucking out of the void. Sorry, I'm trying not to cry. But I got out of the fucking void. I'm in a much better place now. I'm a lot safer. I still am extremely paranoid. A lot of people take very lightly when I say that I am like chronically ill and I have autism, that I have a lot of mental health issues, and they think of like the way that I am publicly, and they don't see how I could have been through anything super severe. I guess that's how it's portrayed, or the perceived, not portrayed, sorry. I guess that's the way that it's perceived. But I've been through a fucking lot. So I'm so fucking grateful for people like Emmy that are speaking up and giving me the courage to do shit like this. Which I've always been so scared to do, to actually say it out loud to people. And even though I was the only creator involved, just putting it out there and saying it is fucking crazy to me. Because it's like, I think my entire outside, like mask that I wear is to make sure that people can't tell how much shit I've been through. And there were so many things that I left out. I just said the major incidents that I can remember. I have extremely, like, hard time remembering a lot of things. I remember what I do remember very clearly, but I relive it a lot, and it fucking gets to me. But some memories just kind of get deleted in a way, just completely erased, and I do not have even like a sliver of memory sometimes. But I'm really fucking grateful for I'm really fucking grateful for the people that I have right now. I fucking appreciate you guys, and I hope that I can, me speaking about this and speaking about my health issues maybe inspires you guys as well, how Emmy inspired me as well. But thank you for listening. I don't know if anybody's gonna see this. I'm just gonna post it, and just it being public, I think, is gonna help me a lot. Just it being like on public, in public. But thank you for listening. And sorry for if I made you sad. I really don't like making people sad because I know how fucking hard it is to be sad. So hopefully the next time I see you, I can make you happy and give you something relaxing to listen to and to hang out with in the background. Okay? Okay, thank you again, everybody. Everybody, yeah. I don't know who everybody is gonna be. I just say that because I need to say bye. But yeah, bye. Okay, thank you.